Good morning there, Buzzkillers. Here's a Monday myth for extra credit to start the week. We want to shine some light on Thomas Edison myths. Thomas Edison is celebrated as one of the greatest of modern inventors. Edison is interesting to us at the Buzzkill Institute because the myths are more subtle than most other myths. He didn't actually invent a lot of the stuff he's given credit for. Sometimes he invented a better, or more mass-producible, or more saleable version of something. And sometimes his inventions were somewhat crude and had to be reinvented by others. But most often his inventions were part of a team effort. All right, let's start with what he did invent. Edison began his working life as a telegraph operator and very quickly became a good one. While he was tapping away, he obviously had time to think creatively about telegraphy. He was so creative that he invented a telegraph machine that could send and receive multiple messages at the same time. This made sending and receiving telegrams much more affordable. And his telegraph work actually led him to invent the stock ticker, which is based on similar technology, but was a very important invention as a concept. That is, the idea that a batch of information could be sent out to lots of different places more or less immediately. Young Buzzkillers may not know what a stock ticker was. They should check out YouTube for old movies. You might see Wall Street financiers and bankers relaxing at their swanky clubs when a ticker tape machine rattles away in the corner. One of them walks over and idly looks at the thin white tape rolling out of the machine. "Holy Toledo," he shouts. "Amalgamated Buzzkill has dropped 30 points. They all jump up, grab their hats, and rush to their offices to put in urgent sell orders. But you almost never hear Edison invented the stock ticker. What you do hear is that Edison invented the phonograph. Now, while Edison continued to tinker with improvements to the telegraph and to Alexander Graham Bell's telephone, the transmission of sound and information led him to think about recording sound. In 1877, he figured out a way to record sound on tin foil-coated cylinders. He used one needle for recording and one needle for playback, which must have put a real damper on jitterbugging to the latest tunes. The tin foil cylinders were not durable, though, and wore out after playing a couple of times. Alexander Graham Bell and a few others jumped at the chance to invent a phonograph that used longer-lasting wax cylinders. Another biggie was the electrical distribution system that used direct current. It was the first commercially successful distribution of electricity. DC, before direct current, became one of two competing systems, the other being alternating current, AC, and led to the famous and controversial current wars between Edison and George Westinghouse, the champion of AC. AC won out, of course, but DC is still used in batteries and solar cells and stuff like that. Now, here are some of Edison's other famous inventions, but ones done with other people. First off, the motion picture camera. Edison designed the electromechanical aspects of the motion picture camera. This was no small feat. Creating a fast shutter that synchronized with moving film was immensely difficult. Edison's employee, W.K.L. Dixon, a photographer, invented the photographic elements of the camera as well as how to develop motion picture film. Most technological historians agree that the bulk of the credit for the invention should go to Dixon. And then perhaps the most famous thing, the electric light bulb. Edison's hugely famous for inventing the electric light bulb, but he didn't really. Sir Humphrey Davy invented the first electric lamp in 1800, and others improved on it over subsequent decades. But none of them were very long-lasting because the filaments used burned through pretty quickly. Edison's contribution was that he experimented with hundreds, some stories say thousands, of filaments to try to create a long-lasting electric bulb. In 1879, he discovered that a special species of bamboo would work well as a long-lasting filament. It had a higher resistance to electricity and wouldn't burn out as quickly. Edison was no financial dummy either. He monopolized that species of bamboo and the way to turn it into a light bulb filament. He became stinking rich from superior manufacturing and marketing of the bamboo. But within a generation, other inventors had developed better filaments, and today's light bulbs really don't resemble Edison's bamboo filament bulbs at all. And now let me get on to what I think of as Edison's greatest inventions. One of the big problems with all the Edison mythology is that it covers up two of the greatest, although seemingly contradictory, inventions. First, Edison invented the idea of the popular inventor, toiling away in his little laboratory on his own. He cultivated this image and made sure the press presented him in this way. Now, at the same time he invented and promoted this image of the individual popular inventor, he more or less invented the modern industrial research lab with teams of researchers working on technological advancements. The Menlo Park Research Laboratory was perhaps his greatest achievement. It was the first inventor's factory, so to speak. Its goal was constant technological innovation and improvement on existing technologies. Among the things that were invented or improved by the Menlo Park team were the electric railway, the iron ore separator, whatever that was, electrical lighting on a large scale using DC current, and better telephone technology that more or less lasted until the 1980s. There were hundreds of other minor and more technical inventions and innovations, and thousands of patents were issued. So what do we think about Thomas Edison, Buzzkillers, on this Monday? Great inventor? Great improver? Great self-promoter? I think he was all these things. And the more we know about the subtleties and complexities of Edison, his inventions, and his times, the more we may think about the idea of the lone genius, and by extension, the problems with hero worship. Talk to you next time.